Several years ago, there was a television show called Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe. I don't know if any of you were a fan of that or watched it. I'm not confessing to being a fan. But the premise of the show was that each episode, the host, this individual, Mike Rowe, would work with people who did, quote-unquote, dirty jobs. Jobs that we would classify as messy, difficult, strange, and disgusting, among other words. Some sample episodes are garbage collector, sewer inspector, hot tar roofer, cheese maker, and my favorite, diaper cleaner. I'm sure that this gives you a sense of what the show was like and what the episodes were about. Each episode would feature some dirty jobs and what was involved in doing that job. And I suppose watching such a show might validate our career choices. I don't know. I'm also sure that at one point or another, each of us has worked a dirty job. I know I have. And I liked it so much. I did it for 4 years. You can talk to me about it later. But growing up, when I was a kid, when I was Logan and Ethan's age, I wanted to be the garbage man because I wanted to stand on the back of the truck as the garbage truck went down the street, just hanging on, chilling out, tossing garbage. That's all I wanted to do with my life. I thought that that was the coolest thing. And I bring this up because it seems to me that Jesus is doing a dirty job in our gospel reading this morning. It might not seem like it, but I want you to think for a moment if you could choose between a donkey, or a horse, which one would you pick? Donkey, horse. Donkey, horse. I'd pick the horse to ride in on. It's stronger, faster, looks a little nicer. It's not what?
Stubborn.
It's not as stubborn. Maybe even smells better. I don't know. But there Jesus is riding in on the donkey. And this doesn't surprise us. It's what we expect from our passage on Palm Sunday. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey and in doing so fulfills words we find in Scripture. But it seems to me that this is a dirty, or if you will, a donkey job. Which makes me look back at the ministry of Jesus, and when I do that, I realize that Jesus did a lot of dirty or donkey jobs. And let's be clear that a dirty job or a donkey job is the job that no one else wants to do. And we should also be mindful as we move forward this morning that there are many jobs in Canada are ones that Canadians do not want to do, resulting in a rather large migrant population that travels to our country each year to do jobs that pay less than minimum wage because we don't want to do them. But let's look at some of the dirty or the donkey jobs that Jesus got involved with. Jesus healed a lot of people. Jesus also did his ministry at a time when the medicine of the day couldn't hold a candle to our modern concept of medicine. Those who were ill were shunned, and they were sent to live in ghettos on the outskirts of town. They were often ritually unclean, resulting in them being ostracized from society and from religious life. Jesus went to those places where there was illness and death, and he healed people. He brought compassion and healing into places of brokenness. Jesus met a woman at a well. He shouldn't have been there. It was culturally inappropriate for a man and a woman who weren't married to be alone without a chaperone or a witness. Never mind that he was a Jew and she was a Samaritan. Which is like putting a Toronto Maple Leafs fan and a Montreal Canadiens fan in a room together. You shouldn't do that. Culturally, and this sounds harsh, culturally, the woman should have left. And I know that that's appalling to us. But that was the cultural norm then. Except that Jesus didn't accept the cultural norm. He didn't ask that the woman leave. Instead, he bid that she stay, and he engaged in a very deep and meaningful theological conversation. Jesus broke down cultural barriers and set a new standard for inclusion. When invited to a wedding feast, Jesus pointed out that we shouldn't assume that the best seat is for ourselves. And he pushed the point further by stressing that we shouldn't really be inviting friends, family, or people that we want to influence. Instead, we should invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind. And in doing so, we would be blessed. Jesus taught to people on a mountain. And when he finished teaching and turned to have something to eat, it was pointed out that those 5,000 people that were there that day listening to him, well, they didn't have anything to eat. And rather than chastise them for being ill-prepared, Jesus provided a meal for them. You don't think that that's a dirty job? Come to my place for dinner and see how messy dinner for four is. And remember, 5,000 people, and they ate fish. Think about that for a second. Dirty. Gives a whole new appreciation for feeding 5,000. So what's all that mean for us? Well, when we minister to the ill and the dying, we're doing a donkey job. When we bring healing, comfort, and relief to people who face an uncertain future because of illness, it's a donkey job. Not many want to do it. Not many are comfortable with it. However, sitting with a dying individual and their loved ones ranks upon the most privileged and holy experiences I have ever had. Breaking down the barriers of ethnicity, gender, and sexuality is a donkey job. No one wants to do it. Not even do they not want to do it, no one wants to talk about it. Never mind talk about doing it. It's painful work that requires self-reflection on all parts, admitting and apologizing for past wrongs. But the work of reconciliation is worthwhile. And let's be clear that the work of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that we as Presbyterians are a part of is dealing with healing past wrongs. Within our wider society, issues of ethnicity, gender, and sexuality are at the forefront of many discussions. And the inability of authorities to label the bomber in Austin, Texas, as a terrorist speaks to issues of ethnicity and religious indifference. Feeding the hungry is a donkey job. It isn't glamorous, and no one really wants to talk about how to alleviate the situations of the poor and the hungry. The reality is that feeding the hungry is a rewarding job, because those who are fed are thankful And yet it is the goal of every soup kitchen and of every food bank to be able to permanently close their doors with the hope and the prayer that those services never be needed again. It's a donkey job, and so is advocating for the people who need those services. Doing so brings up the ugly reality of how we all live and what we all waste and how little we are willing to change any of it because we are comfortable. Donkey jobs. That's what Jesus did. That's what we are called to do. Make no mistake that God was showing us something new through Jesus Christ. Riding into Jerusalem on a donkey established Jesus as a king for the people of Israel. And for us, it's an odd thing. But what John and the other Gospels do with this story is establish something new. The season is Passover. Passover celebrates the Exodus when the Israelites fled Egypt. And waving branches and a king on a donkey, that's Hanukkah. That's what Judas Maccabeus did in 164 BC. What is John telling us in this passage? That the followers of Jesus, indeed Jesus himself, are bringing together two different holidays because something new was happening. His entire ministry tells us something new was happening. And on Palm Sunday in the triumphal entry, it is affirmed something new is happening. It had been happening all along. This passage brings it together in a way that the original audience would have appreciated. For us, the context is a little lost. Some of the finer details are lost because culturally we are so far from those times. What is clear is that Jesus wasn't above riding on a donkey or doing the donkey or dirty jobs. I want to share with you now some of the words that were shared with me when I was ordained. This is a part of the charge that I received, and every minister, when they are ordained and when they move to a new pastoral charge, they receive a charge. This is the charge that Reverend Dr. Christine O'Brien delivered to me. And Christine served as my theological field education supervisor when I was at seminary. Christine writes, "While you are at Trafalgar for your theological field education, our congregation was delighted to have you take part in all kinds of activities. You led worship alongside me almost every week. You preached, led Bible study, and joined us in community mission programs. But perhaps the most memorable thing you did with us was to take on a role in our Christmas pageant. The script called for a variety of characters: the grumpy shepherd, the frumpy cow, the jumpy angel, and the dumpy star. And then there was you, the lumpy donkey." Yes, I played the donkey. Christine goes on, "Being the lumpy donkey has a great deal to teach you about being in pastoral ministry. The most obvious, of course, is don't be a donkey." Jesus wasn't a donkey, but he rode in on one. And he did all sorts of things that were unexpected, and each in their own right provided a revelation about the kingdom of God and what Jesus was looking for in his followers. Jesus did the donkey jobs. Go and do likewise. Amen.